nice warm day, so I'll try to keep my sermon shortish, but it's a beautiful message for a short sermon. Here they are, Jesus in the house of Martha and Mary, who are really his friends, very close friends, almost like family, away from the home in Nazareth or Capernaum, which was a second home of Jesus. This is like a third home, you could say, in the house of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Jesus was at home. He was comfortable with them, and he was there just before he went to his passion and death and crucifixion. He was there in Bethany, and then he went to his death. So, you know, it's interesting. And he must have a special place in his heart for Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And here, Mary is at the feet of Jesus, listening to him. You can just see it. Jesus is with his disciples, and they're all in a happy little family. And Mary is just, you know, maybe on, you know, how do you see a woman on her knees there, just with her, maybe her hands clasped, and just looking up at Jesus, just listening and basking in his words and his wisdom and his majesty and the beauty of his countenance, listening to all his wisdom, taking it all in, giving him his total focus. And that's really the message. Jesus says to Martha, who's, you know, serving, getting the food ready and feasts, and she's busy doing all that, which is important too, and she's complaining to Jesus. And that just shows how close she is to Jesus, that she would complain to him and say, you know, tell her to come and help me. How human that is. You know, tell her to come and help me. What's she doing? Just, you know, taking it easy, listening to you. And that she wasn't wasting her time. She was really just totally taken up with Jesus and his wisdom and wanting to be with him and learn from him, you know, in the presence of God, which is what we'll do in heaven. We're going to be on our knees just looking at God for all eternity in blissful happiness and all the beauty that he is, infinite beauty, that beatific vision of God. And here she is on earth doing that, looking up at God, who's in the flesh. And she's doing the right thing and the best thing. Martha's busy with distracting things, serving. She's busy with the distractions and also doing God's will. She's doing God's will. She's doing what she's perhaps supposed to be doing. And Jesus would commend that too. And Jesus says to her, there's only one thing that you need to be doing. And what's that one thing? Serving God, loving God with all your heart and your whole being and your whole self. Giving your whole life to God. That's what we all should be doing, not just religious, but lay people. Everyone should be giving their whole life to God. Lay people have more distractions like Martha than religious like us, Franciscans and other religious, who can give more attention to God, their whole self to God. But we all have to give everything to God. Mary chose the better part. Lay people have chosen to serve God totally, but also with the distractions of world and work and the things that you're distracted by while you're trying to serve God with your whole heart and your whole being so that you can get to heaven. But we're all here to do the one thing, to give ourselves totally to God so that we can get to heaven, so that we can be happy in this life, so we can fulfill the purpose we were made for, to serve God totally. Mary, giving her whole and complete and total focus to God. And we, you know, lay people and religious need to give our total focus to God as much as we can, when we can, coming for adoration, coming to church, coming to pray, maybe having a prayer room in your own house, or maybe walking in the woods with you and God, quiet time where you can give your total focus to God, and he will strengthen you. He will fill you with his grace and wisdom and enlightenment in those quiet times where you give your total focus to God. We need to do that at times. Otherwise, you'll become foolish. Otherwise, you get so distracted by the things of the world, you become a fool, and you start to live for the things of the world, which are meaningless, which are passing, and which are fleeting and make you unhappy, and disappoint you so often. So we need to take that quiet time to be with God as often as we can, as lay people, and as often as we can as religious, which is more often. And we get stronger and stronger in God, and we can handle the trials of life, and we can help other people better, and we can do more good to the world. So let us try to be like Mary as much as we can, and if we have to do the Martha's work too, we do that for God as perfectly as we can in the midst of distractions.